Danza Azteca is a traditional Mexican dance passed from generation to generation and is a huge part of Latino, Chicano, and Mexican families in the United States. Danza awakens consciousness for the individual on a path to find his or her identity. In this program, I talk with Adriana Tiscarino. Please tell me about what you have been doing on the campus of St. Clair State University.
I am a social work major, so I'm studying social work and I have a minor in Chicano-Chicano studies. I am volunteering at UTVS News en Español for this past semester.
Would you please tell me about this Mexican dance that you have documented together with Emilio?
I have been a part of Danza Azteca since I was 10 years old. What Danza Azteca is, it's Aztec dancing in English. It is the traditional dances pre-Columbus time, so before Columbus came to Mexico and the conquistadors came to Mexico, it was more of the indigenous dances that has been passed on from generation to generation. And it has been a huge part of the Latino community, especially the Mexican community, as a way of retrieving their culture identity.
If you want to say that it represents this or that particular feature, what those features would be? Does it represent any belief, any tradition?
Within Danza Azteca, there's a lot of elements within it. There are different types of cultural dances in Aztec dancing. So there's one that are called Mexica, and then the other ones are Concheros, which Mexica is more cultural based, and the Concheros is more religious based because of when the Spanish came to Mexico, some of them were forced to leave their traditions behind unless they were to practice these traditions incorporating Catholicism. And so some of these dances are for the religion. In the documentary, we show both sides, that some dance for the church and some don't. In the cultural dance, they kind of show the ways of life they had before, the indigenous peoples, the way of life. For example, like in Aztec dancing, we call it a popeshcome, and we burn incense in it, and it's copal, which is Mexican tree sap. We also incorporate the drums and other instruments like flutes. We dance. We have hard shells on our ankles. We have like kind of a rattle, what we call sonaja. On our costumes, there's different symbols on them. Each mean different things. For example, my dress, it has a skull with the headdress on it, with the feathers, which represents transformation, and it means the death of transforming from something old to something new, kind of like metamorphosis. We also wear like the feathers, which are pheasant feathers.
Well, do you have anything to say about the event that's going to happen on April 29th?
I would like to see the community be a part of this event. I would appreciate it. The doors are open to anyone. The message in the documentary is if you really know who you are, if you really trace your cultural identity, you know where you're going in life. And I think this is very valuable to not only to the Latino community, but other communities as well, and to learn about other cultures and celebrate diversity.
Well, thank you so much again for being with us.
Thank you.
Mohamed Najafian reporting for KBSC.